Hello. That's my greeting to start hour number two with a little sip of the matcha. What's cracking? Welcome to the program. It is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Hello. That first hour was ionic. We had me.
Ionic.
We had John Calipari. We had Kurt Warner. And now the second hour is open. And in hour number three, Charles Davis will be joining us. I've got thoughts on Tom Brady and all the rumors, which I will get to momentarily. But I want to start the second hour off by, of course, sharing my phone number, 1-800-636-8686. And sharing my Twitter handle, at Jim Rome. Sharing my email address, Rome, R-O-M-E, at havetake.com. And then let me start also this hour with some John Calipari reaction. Paulie T. Wall tweets, Calipari was about 10 seconds away from talking about his prostate exam if you didn't get that call on track. All right, first of all, the call was on track. If you've listened to John Calipari on this show over the years, that's exactly what he does. That's what we do. The call comes off the tracks when we jump right into basketball. Now, that call was on track. That wasn't about me reining him in. First of all, you don't rein that guy in. Cal just does Cal. And as I mentioned, we're all on Cal time. If you really want to get into inside radio, I'll tell you exactly what happened. Cal comes on a quarter break, which is because we had no choice. You don't want Cal on the quarter break because Cal needs space. Cal needs real estate. Cal needs to unwind, man. He's like, you know what he is? To use it, because he's in Kentucky, I'll give you a horse analogy. He's not a sprinter. He needs two turns. He wants to go long. He gets better the longer the race goes. So already you're in kind of a tough spot because Cal's coming on at the quarter. Now, normally that's not a big deal because I have the wherewithal to float it out over the bottom. It just means the sports update is coming a little bit later. Stations may not like it. The update king, whoever it is, may not like it. But I have that wherewithal. Except the problem with that is, in the next segment, if you have a Hall of Famer like Kurt Warner. And then on top of that, if you can't get right to Cal, and he calls a little bit late, or we have a bad connection, then you start late, and then you start with him talking about the wife doing smack chat, and then you don't get to, quote, the interview until 27. And you're supposed to be out at 30. That's what happened there.
I got an electric garbage can thing that takes itself down the bottom of the hill.
See, when I start to say what's going on, and he starts with, well, I'll tell you what's going on. I got this electric garbage can thing.
Do you have a Roomba?
We're in no Roomba zone. No, we don't have a Roomba. He's like, I'm sure your wife has one. No, she doesn't. Janet also. Janet is amazing at a million different things. But Janet not only is good at manual labor, she loves it. Like, she kills. She would never have a Roomba. Old G tweets, quote, Calipari sounds bleep-faced. Not at all. That's not true. My man was locked. He was dialed. And the way he made it sound, he's hitting it hard. He's working out. He's in good shape. He's measuring every step he takes at practice. He's on his elliptical. He's not bleep-faced.
So yeah. I'm back on the elliptical every day. I know how many steps I take in practice. Oh, and you and I wrestled, I would kick your butt right now.
You talking about you'd kick my ass or you'd kick your player's ass?
Well, they're getting bigger than they used to be.
Antonio Martinez, PE tweets, is Coach Cal drunk? I just answered that, no. Jeremy Lanza, were you wrestling college coaches and it being live streamed on Snapface? Danger Donnie, 925. Can we do more kooky interviews where someone talks over the host the entire time? Yeah, it'd be better for the show.
So don't tell me don't eat pasta and bread. Stop it.
Wouldn't you rather have, quote, kooky interviews where a guy steps all over the host than a bunch of interviews where nobody says anything interesting?
But don't you think a little belly is cute, too?
Yeah, like I said, adorable. Jeff 2 tweets, a moving trash can. Awesome. I've always wanted a mobile home. Sincerely, Iray. Dear Rome, What Coach Cal calls self-driving trash cans, I call luxury rides. Regards, Ira. Francis in Glendale. Wore Ira Craig's burner payphone on Pico. A burner payphone on Pico. Romy. Coach Cal, bragging about remote control garbage cans. Big deal. My garbage cans also serve as refrigerators. Signed, Ira. That should cover that thread. We should be good there. All right, you've got your telephone number. Try not to abuse it, right? 1-800-636-8686. There it is. All right, so I want to talk Tom Brady for a minute. And I want to start by saying we talked about Ben Bartsch and the smoothies that he smashes in an attempt to gain weight. I'll tell you this right now. I would rather drink one of those smoothies than get even one more update on Tom Brady's so-called free agency drama. In fact, I would take a full round of Bartsch's smoothies over another breathless, breaking alert that sources close to Brady have heard from people close to Brady that Brady is staying or that Brady's leaving. In fact, give me a Bartsch smoothie, toss in an old boot and a shredded car tire, put it in the blender, and I'll drink a gallon of that if everybody would just dial it back on the Brady rumor mill. It actually should be done in reverse. If you think you have a breaking news piece or an update on Tom Brady, you have to drink a Bartsch smoothie before you're allowed to report it. That's how we'll know how important your report is or how much you really believe in that report. Suddenly that nugget from a friend of a friend of Brady's mailman's plumber doesn't sound like it's all that important when you're staring at a big glass of eggs, cottage cheese, Gatorade, and a tire. Yes, I've seen all the reports. I've seen the ones linking him to the Raiders, to the Titans, and the ones about how he and the Patriots haven't even talked about a new deal and how it doesn't look good that he's going to stay in New England. Because you knew this is exactly what was going to happen. This is why I'm not overreacting to it, because I knew this was exactly what was going to happen. How did you not know? There's nothing that this guy wants more than this kind of attention and all these rumors swirling around him. That's why he raced to make sure that he could like the NFL's post on that Instagram feed about Philip Rivers and the Chargers parting ways. Remember? You know, just to remind everybody of the possibility that he might leave New England for the Chargers because they've got a lot of weapons. Oh, and did you know Tom Brady is from California? That doesn't get mentioned very often. Sincerely, Jerome Bettis is from Detroit. Did you also know that Tom Brady and Mike Vrabel know each other? I mean, crazy, right? I mean, that's insane. Vrabel and Brady know each other. You want to know something even more insane? They used to work together. Or how about this? How about this one? Did you know that Tom Brady and Mark Davis were at the Connor Cowboy fight? And they were talking to each other. Did you know that? Did you know the Raiders might move, or in fact are moving to Vegas? And they might need somebody to help boost business and sell tickets. Brady might go there. Yeah, Brady might go there. Because winning and legacy probably are not important to Tom Brady, especially at this point in his career. So you know that he'd have no problem going from a team that has won 6 Super Bowls to a team that won 7 games last year. And that in his declining years, he'd be hyped, I'm sure, to learn an entire new playbook and play for a team that has been to the playoffs once in the last 18 years. He'd leave a dynasty for that and to play for a coach who aggravates the hell out of his quarterbacks. And then with each breathless report, Patriot honks get more and more desperate, which is exactly what Brady wants. You're playing right into this guy's troll. Yeah, well, Brady's not going to play me for a dope. He's not playing me for a dope, but you know what? I've got nothing better to do. I'll play along. Just for you Patriot honks and for everybody else who got sucked into that troll job. All right, so what's the bottom line? What is the bottom line? Is this guy coming or is this guy going? Is this guy going to be a Titan or is he going to be a Raider? Is he going to be a Charger or is he going to be a Patriot? How about this? Brady cannot sign with anybody for nearly 3 weeks. So, until there is a definitive report, one way or another, of him actually agreeing to a deal with a team and a statement from either Brady or the team, it's all just smoke. All just smoke. But why is there so much smoke that he's leaving? It has to mean he's actually leaving, right? And it's just a matter of which team he's going to, right? Wrong. If all the smoke was that he was staying, there'd be no story. There'd be nothing to report. It would be like reporting that the sun is going to set today. It's not new. It's not different. It's not news. Reporting that he's leaving, that he's definitely on his way out, that he's packed his bags, and that he has not had negotiations with the Patriots is news. It generates something that gets clicks and generates buzz. And most of all, most importantly, it gives the old man leverage. Because if Brady is trying to get the best contract he can from New England and the most money he can from New England, the best way to do that is to generate a market for himself elsewhere. If he wants New England to love him, the best way to do that is to make New England think that he is leaving them. If all the reports this entire time were about him staying, there'd be no leverage, there'd be no juice, there'd be no threat that he might walk. So all of these reports benefit him, no matter what he does. The person who benefits the most from these reports is Tom Brady. To that end, it would not surprise me at all if these people who are saying they're well-sourced really are that well-sourced, that the info is coming from Brady or Brady's people because it helps Brady and Brady's people. Anything that's well-sourced that people are reporting is probably being reported because Brady wants it to be reported. You really think that a guy as buttoned up as Brady, somebody who's legendary for his attention to detail, is just casually and openly talking to people about his plans without some sort of end game? Hell no. You think that guy is accidentally letting things out or letting things leak? Hell no. So all these reports about him leaving, they don't necessarily mean that he's leaving, nor do they mean that he's staying. It just means that this is playing out exactly the way we all expected it would, or the way you should have expected it would, because I knew it was going to play out like this. It's obvious. It's the most mind-numbing and tedious thing ever, but it's very obvious, and it can't be over soon enough. And I'd be willing to eat a package of the aforementioned head cheese right here on air in front of all of you if somebody could somehow put this thing to an end right now. I mean, you'd think this guy was turning 23 for all the attention he's getting, not 43. A soon-to-be 43-year-old quarterback, people. Remember that. Man, I can't wait for tomorrow's source.
Let's go!
Who do you think tomorrow's source is going to be? Yeah, I'm not getting caught up in all this. Breathless, alerting, updating, breaking news stories. Come on. And nor should you. 1-800-636-8686. So now you've got one great hour and one great segment. Let's keep it going. More is still to come, including an update on the CBA. It's all right. Normally, that's the driest thing ever and a big turnoff. I get that. I understand that. Not this update. That's coming up. Don't go anywhere. Charles Davis next hour. Fellas, never a good look when you untuck a long, bulky dress shirt. You may think it makes you look casual, like, hey, just untuck my shirt. Actually, you look like a slob because that shirt was not made to be worn untucked. Untuck it, however, makes shirts that are specifically designed to be worn that way. A casual shirt that's not too long, not too short, it is just right. Shirts designed so well that GQ calls them perfection. Untucked shirts are a go-to for any occasion, from casual to dressy. Not only do they look good, they feel amazing, even the wrinkle-free options. Untucked offers 50 fit combinations, so that way tall, short, slim, and bigger guys of all ages can experience the perfect fitting shirt. Log on to untuckit.com, check out all the new arrivals. Use the promo code ROME and get 20% off your entire first-time purchase. Or you can visit one of their over 80 retail locations nationwide. In other words, stop hiding your shirt with your pants and your pants with your shirt. Untuckit.com, your solution to perfecting casual. Use the promo code ROME and get 20% off your first purchase. Untuckit.com, promo code ROME.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Welcome back. I am Jim Rome. Phone lines are open. They're filling up. I like to see it. Talking a lot of NFL today. We had John Calipari. We had Kurt Warner. We will have Charles Davis. I will take your telephone calls, especially if they're good. All right, so the NFL is pretty remarkable in the fact that the season ended weeks ago, and that's still all we're talking about. As an example, an update on the CBA, which I will get to momentarily. Let's go to the phones, though. Why don't we go to Portland, Oregon? War Lady Clones. Julie in Portland. Good to have you. Julie, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Great. Perfect.
Good. I have a little memo I would like to send out to Major League Baseball, the NFL, and the NBA. Why is it that these gazillion-dollar players get injured, and yet nobody ever seems to mention the trainer? What's up with that? We all know in Portland that the trainer injured Bill Walton's career, ended it. But nobody seems to see that they have a problem. Well, I have a problem with that, okay? I'm out.
Well, okay. That's Portland woman. Damn, man. I can't tell you how many times I've thought that. Well, actually, I can. Never. Not once. So all the injuries in baseball are because of the trainers. Everybody in Portland knows that it was a trainer that wrecked Bill Walton's career. She had to get that off her chest. War Lady Clones! No, that is not a green light for you to come in here with all your takes on, quote, Portland woman. I don't know, Julie. I mean, are you making the argument that, like, which injuries are you speaking of? Like Tommy John? Is it the trainer's fault that almost anybody who picks up a baseball these days seems to get a Tommy John procedure? I mean, it's a much heavier question about the arm and why it keeps happening. And the fact that medicine continues to get better and better and better and guys keep coming back from it. Like, when Tommy John had the Tommy John procedure decades ago, that would have been it. Now, guys, just come back. Is it the trainer's fault? I don't know. That being that, if I were Greg Oden, I would just blame the trainers. In fact, why don't we just blame the trainers for everything? You know that hype about how did they take Sam Bowie over Jordan? It's not Bowie's fault. It's not even the team's fault. It's the trainer's fault. Everything is the trainer's fault. How about my man Brandon Roy? He would not have been playing bone on bone. He had a nice career, but he would have had a Hall of Fame career and probably would still be going right now and lighting up chumps every single night, if not for the trainers. Let me tell you something else. Bo Jackson would have never had that devastating dislocated hip injury if not for the trainers. You, my guy, Joe Theismann. Got to put that on the trainer, right? LT had nothing to do with that. It was the trainer that dragged him down, snapped his leg. Remember when Napoleon McCallum suffered that devastating injury and there was a breathless report about amputation may be necessary? Remember that? Trainers. It was the trainers. Did you rack that call, Alvin? I got a feeling we're going to be hearing that again at some point. Hey, Rome.
Rack him.
Her. Rack her.
Rack.
Dear her. Go ahead.
Rack.
Her.
Rack.
Her.
Rack.
Her.
Rack.
Her.
Rack.
Her.
Rack. Rack.
I want you to roll
Rack.
Tape on that so we have
Rack.
That as a drop.
Rack.
Okay, again.
Rack
her.
Him.
Her. I need to hear that back. I want you to preview the drop so you don't just drop the drop on me at some point. I need to hear it first. I mean, I trust you, Alvin, with everything. We already had the rack him. Now we need a rack her for any lady clone that calls that gets racked, like Julie. Hey, Rome. Let's go. Let's go to Tampa Bay. Signed TB12.
Let's go!
To Tampa Bay. War writ. Organizing a game of freeze tag after lunch tomorrow in the parking lot with Hawk, Alvy, and Big Head. Freeze tag. Or maybe capture the flag. Or heads up, 7-Up. Or Red Rover. Damn, Ike, you were so lucky. You imagine that came down at the end of the show yesterday. Had that come down in the middle of a show. And what I'm talking about is part of his LinkedIn bio on his resume. He put it right there. It's not like he was found out. He put it there for the world to see. He was the president of an adult kickball league. And Ritt continues to dig himself a bigger hole. He just informed me, quote, I did it because it's a conversation starter. Right. The start of the conversation being you're fired, Ritt. I didn't know that. Like, I found that out after the fact. That's not the conversation you want to start. Not only is my man not trying to bury that to make sure nobody ever knows, he's leading with it. And when I challenged him on that and I said, Garrett, your name is Garrett, right? Ike, is that true? Were you really not only in an adult kickball league, but you were the president? He said, yep, met my wife there. Whoa, you met your wife. There were other people. There were women in this adult kickball league. A co-ed kickball league. Not like adult softball even. Adult kickball. Hey, bro. When that ended, did you all just move on to the adult tetherball league? Ritz like, dude, this doesn't hurt, man. Let me know where that is. I'll sign up for that, too. He says, War Ritt organizing a game of freeze tag after lunch tomorrow. Correction, clarification, Ritt has taken to having double lunches. Not a lunch, a double lunch.
Double.
He would tell you it's the most important meal of the day, not breakfast and not lunch, the double lunch. So what constitutes a double lunch? Apparently a full platter of mac and cheese chased by a Popeye Sando. Two lunches. Double lunch.
Double.
Definitely not JC tweets. I could smell that last caller. Signed Portland woman.
Well, you know what? We got this phenomenon up here in Oregon, and I call it Portland woman. Portland woman, she doesn't shave. She doesn't clean up. They put her on TV. Turn on any Portland channel with a local show. You'll find Portland woman showing off her stuff, gray hair, no makeup, all the wrinkles to boot, and the clothing is something else. You can see the stain. So, anyways, to Portland woman, please, please, do us all a favor and clean it up. That's all I got, Romy.
Like,
what's up with that?
That call makes me the biggest hypocrite ever. Because one of the very premises of this show is personal appearance is not show fodder. Yet there is a small part of me that likes that phone call a lot.
Well, and I have a problem with that, okay?
I know. I can't be on record as saying that either. I can't condone that. How the hell do I condone somebody coming on and saying something about how Portland woman looks? How do I condone that? I can't. I can't justify that. But I like it. Clean it up, man.
Wreck
her. Oh, can I hear that one more time?
Wreck
her. That's good. That's even better than rack him. One for three, C1 tweets. Nice to know today is Portland Woman Day. At XX, Donnie XX. Was that the real Portland woman or fake Portland woman? You mean like the real silk or fake silk? Or the hot dog king of Maine? Come on!
Come on. He's the hot dog king of Maine.
You must be feeling better, Hawk. I know it's a little bounce in your step. Hey, Rome. Did Kevin Ware's broken leg when he was at Louisville have anything to do with his trainer being a bum? Signed, Lady Clones.
What's up with that?
Hey, Jim, it was not me. It was the trainers. Signed, Oge. All right, now that thread's officially dead. Yeah, I know, Rome, and so are Ron and Nicole. Just, can I have my show back, please? I'm trying to do a radio program. I'm trying. You know what I'm trying to do? I'm trying to keep food on my table. I'm trying to keep food on the table of those who work on the show. I'm trying to keep my sponsors happy, my programmers happy, the suits in New York who employ me. I want them to be happy. Hard to do so when you're bringing me down and you're wrecking my show.
Give me back my...
Clean it up, clones. Clean it up. I want to talk about the CBA. It's going to be better than you think. Dear Rome, you know what else grinds my gears? The Clippers. Not the LA Clippers. The Clippers people use to shave underarms. Who would do that? Sign, Portland woman. Now we're done. Now we are done. When we come back, I do want to talk about Marquise Pouncey. We shall be grateful for a lot of things, starting with MP. I'm really grateful for this guy. I've got episode 118. You know, a lot of people run these side hustles, then they run out of steam. I mean, everybody's got a great podcast or two. I've got 118 great podcasts. And I will preview number 118. It was a conversation with Scott Pioli. Anybody want to RSVP to the Buffalo Tour Stop? Do it on the air. Buy your tickets, then do it on the air. Anybody outside of Buffalo want to do it? Get your ticket, then do it on the air. Let's get you a sports update. Here it is. Let me get you to Rich Ackerman, Rich.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Next time you want a protein snack, you want to ditch the drinks and the bars, and you want to grab instead a bag of Old Trapper beef jerky. Tender, tasty, real beef that's going to rock your craving for a snack, which satisfies. Ask for it by name because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what's your beef? I think it was before John Calipari came on, I started this email. Let me finish this really quickly. Got permission from my to-be, 8-month pregnant wife, to make the 9-hour trip from Poland Springs to Buffalo, April 16th. Bought my tickets this morning. I will be there. Just need to get up to date on my tetanus shots before I journey to that hellhole of a city called Buffalo. I will be bringing my Arctic Cat snowmobile in the back of my Chevy Silverado so I can make sure I get to my seats with my Doug Flutie Patriots jersey while bringing back the Maine versus Buffalo beef that unceremoniously died. How far a drive is it to Niagara Falls? I was looking for a nicer place to spend my Saturday night than in downtown Buffalo, so I ended up booking a room at some place called the Love Canal. Anyways, can't wait to visit the bright, shiny, up-and-coming city of East Cleveland. Matt in Poland Springs. In the greatest state of Maine, in the heart of championship country, New England. All right, if you're serious about that, and I don't think you are, you better be there on April 11th, not the 16th. I don't know what's going to be going on the 16th, but I won't be there. It is the World Tour. We're rebooting it. First stop, Buffalo. And this is your last chance to get tickets before they go on sale tomorrow to the general public. go to JimRomeWorldTour.com. JimRomeWorldTour.com. Use the password jungle. First seats available are for you clones. There are VIP packages, including a private party and other perks and bennies if you want to throw down. If not, just get a ticket. I'd love to see you out there. Tickets are selling pretty well. A tour stop, and it is in Buffalo. The first one in a decade and a half. We're bringing them back, and we're starting in Buffalo. Once again, JimRomeWorldTour.com. Password jungle. So the NFL is insane in that the season ended weeks ago. The new season is not going to start for another 6.5 months, but we can do an entire program on the NFL right now. That's how enormous the league is. It can block out the freaking sun if it wanted to. Not only that, but it can do so with some really boring topics like Tom Brady's free agency, like the collective bargaining agreement, the CBA proposal, you know, the one that includes a 17th game, among other items. It was voted on finally by the NFLPA, their reps, this week, and by a final vote of 17-14-1. The reps voted to send the agreement to a full union membership vote. So it had to go through the NFLPA reps to get to the full membership. And individual players have been weighing in. J.J. Watt was the first. He jumped on Twitter last week to say that it was, quote, a hard no on the new deal. Russell Wilson tweeted, quote, the NBA and MLB are doing it right. Players come first. All NFL players deserve the same. We should not rush the next 10 years for today's satisfaction. I vote no. End quote. Alshon Jeffrey retweeted Wilson. Allen Robinson tweeted that he would like to see an end to the franchise tag in the next CBA. Aaron Rodgers posted a long message that laid out why he's a no on the new agreement. Aaron wrote in part, quote, my decision to vote no is based off of the conversations I've had with the men in my locker room that I am tasked to represent. This deal will affect every player that ever plays this game, and we have made this decision with only an abbreviated version of the deal, and that isn't good enough. Although I do see that there are many good things in the proposal that improve the lives and care for past, present, and future NFL players, there are other issues with others, end quote. Richard Sherman jumped in. He retweeted the Rodgers post, and he added, quote, health and wellness of our men is always the most important aspect. There is no price that you can put on that, and that is why I voted no. I respect the men that have been a part of this discussion and stood up for their locker rooms, end quote. Now, normally, nothing grinds a show to a halt like a discussion of labor issues. Normally, nothing grinds a show to a halt more than millionaires fighting with billionaires. Nobody wants to hear it. Until Steelers center Marquise Pouncey comes along. He rips off his shirt, or never put one on, gets into his car, turns on his phone, fires up Instagram stories, and lets it rip.
Man, this is so crazy, man. I vote no. That our NFLPA, the dudes at the top, the leaders, man, that's all bullshit. That they ain't looking out for the best of the players. And if y'all want my vote, the Pouncey Twins vote no. And if any player on any one of our teams, if y'all hurt for rent money or anything while we go through this lockout, call us. Man, we got way more money than what they had back in the days. We ain't got to worry about that. All the vets on each team, stand the f*** up. Stand up. Show these guys that we care about them. Man, I care about all you young players, and I love you guys to death. I ain't going to let y'all down. Trust and believe. They trying to sign a bull-ass deal just so these motherfuckers sitting the president can go around and smile and say, I got something done. You ain't get done.
To quote the legendary Dan Wetzel on Twitter, I guess that's a no vote. Quote, end of quote. Excuse me, Mr. Pouncey, will you entertain a follow-up question? Great. So exactly where do you come out on the new CBA? Quit beating around the bush, Marquise. Stop dancing around the issue. Where do you come out on this? The people need to know. Now is not the time for doublespeak or vagueness. Do not stand behind the door on this one. Let us have the truth. Man, this guy's so great. Guys tweeting out their stances is good. Guys live streaming their profane stances is much better. And I love the fact that he's already got a plan for a potential work stoppage and how that might impact the players who are not making big money. Quote, if any player on any one of our teams, if y'all are hurting for rent money or anything while we're going through this lockout, call us. Man, we've got way more money than what they had back in the days. We ain't got to worry about that. End quote. Bam, problem solved. I believe him too when he says that. You can say what you want about the Pouncey twins, but when one of them goes shirtless in a car screaming F-bombs into his phone and saying that he's got your back when it comes to rent, I believe him, especially when he's putting out the call.
All the vets on each team, stand the f*** up. Stand up. Show these guys that we care about them. Man, I care about all you young players, and I love you guys to death. I ain't gonna let y'all down. Trust and believe.
Trust and believe. Now, I'm not sure how this is going to play out. I don't know how the entire Players Association is going to vote. I mean, obviously, some guys do like the deal. I just know there better be more live streams and videos of guys dropping shirtless F-bombs when it comes to the labor situation. That's the best, and that's how you get people to pay attention, and that's how you get me to talk about a labor negotiation. You say labor negotiations are boring? Try a shirtless, F-bombing Marquise Pouncey on for size. Does he have your attention now? Because he's got mine. And he's got me hitting refresh on all of his social feeds every 5 minutes. Because I don't want to miss anything from this guy.
They're trying to sign a bull-ass deal just so these motherfuckers sitting there president can go around and smile and say, I got something done. You ain't getting done.
I gotta know, man. Did this guy take his shirt off for that, or was it already off? Did he get in that car, fire up his phone and his Instagram stories and look into the phone and start and say, wait a minute, let me take my shirt off. Take off some of these chains, too. Man, he and his bro are the best. I love these guys. That's how you handle a labor negotiation. What'd I tell you? I told you it wouldn't be dry. Normally, millionaires fighting billionaires for more money is the worst argument ever. Nobody wants to hear that. And I really don't want to bring my show to a grinding halt over that unless I get somebody like that. So I think it's cool. J.J. Watt, jumping on Twitter, fine. Russ, jumping on Twitter, great. Aaron Rodgers, jumping on social. I'll read that. I'll listen to that. Marquise Pouncey, taking off his shirt, getting into his car, firing up the phone, lighting up Instagram stories. Best thing ever. All right, looking ahead to hour number three. We've had two good hours. No way I'm going to stop now. In that third hour, I want to preview my episode 118 of the Jim Rome Podcast with Scott Pioli. In addition to that, I'm looking for a phone call to set this thing off. It's going to be tough to follow up on Julie in Portland and how well she did. And by the way, Julie, I meant to thank you for that. Thank you very much. Portland woman getting some run. Charles Davis, though. Rack her. Charles Davis will be joining us also when we come back. NFL Network and Fox Sports NFL analyst. The Combine is underway and it's going in prime time. So we've got a lot to cover with him. Anybody want to RSVP for that tour stop? I'm coming to Buffalo April 11th. We're several weeks out. Who's going to be there? Anybody outside of Buffalo going to be a part of that? I'd love to hear from you. 1-800-636-8686. And yes, a member of the XR4TI crew was once president of an adult kickball league. How'd that go, dude? How's kickball work for adults? It's like when I was a kid. Do you have the, quote, pitcher who rolls the ball and you kick it and run? That's how I remember kickball. Ike says, same as it ever was. All right, we are coming back. Hope you did not miss John Calipari. He made his triumphant return. We do that once or twice a year. He was in the first hour. We had Kurt Warner in the first hour. Charles Davis joins me when we come back. You're in the jungle. I'm Jim Rome. I'm live in Southern California. Our third and final hour is next.